call this a poll hearing for Daniel W. Cox, ADC number 46657. Mr. Cox has waived his right to appear before the hearing today, so this will be done in absentia. Mr. Cox is 58 years old and is serving a 28-year sentence for sexual assault. He has a total of 12 28-year sentences, 11 for sexual assault, and one for kidnapping. Now stemming from the instant offense. We're grouped so that there are four blocks of sentences that would be, or they would have Mr. Cox serving 112 years total if he served the entire time on each of those blocks. If each block is served to its full amount, until this hearing, though, we are considering parole from count D0404 to count D06. And count D07 is also consecutive to D04, so we would be paroling to DL6, which is the controlling, I guess, according to time cop. Mr. Cox is among inmates that did not receive hearing certifications after 2013 due to issues with AIMS. If the board should deem it appropriate to give Mr. Cox his parole to his next consecutive sentence, it can have a start date any time between March of 2014 and today's date. Mr. Cox has minimum programming with the most recent in 2013. He has no leash plan and no family or community support. His disciplinary history is moderate with no tickets for almost 10 years. His criminal record as an adult dates to 1978 with numerous offenses prior to the instant offense. Mr. Cox was convicted by a jury. And the offense was, there was a whole block of offenses, but basically it started in on or about August 24th, 1992, with a 22-year-old victim. They were living in the house together. He threatened the victim with a knife and forced the victim to disrobe from oral sex on the defendant until the defendant's penis became tumescent. Anyway, to make it brief, this went on for 4 or 5 days, and there were quite a few sexual assaults against the young lady. So based on all the facts of the offense and everything else in Mr. Cox's packet, I don't see him as a good candidate for a next consecutive sentence or an absolute discharge. But I'm willing to hear any discussion my fellow board members might have. Okay. Based on that, I'm going to move to deny Mr. Cox for the next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. And I'll look at that again.
I
was looking because there's a bunch of different charges in here, but for the instant offense, you can go for 1 year set off, so I will go with the 1 year set off. So I move to deny Mr. Cox absolute discharge or put in the next consecutive sentence and have a 1 year set off. That is my motion.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by Mr. Canonis and Mr. Johnson. The reasons are serious and violent offense. Well, wait a minute. It's not so violent. But it's serious and deviant, trying to victim. Victim harassment. He had violated a previous parole. Prior criminal history. And needs closer supervision, lack of programming, poor no leash plan, no family or community support. I am looking through the packet real quick. I thought I made a notation, but I didn't about a letter from the county attorney's office.
I did not see that.
I don't see a letter of opposition, but that's not a great consequence. So unless there are some other reasons that the Michael Board members would like included, that will conclude the hearing.